Mike Hanley is stepping down as Alaska's Education Commissioner. Governor Bill Walker announced the leadership change in a press release this morning. Hanley says it was the decision of the governor and the State Board of Education, who said they want to steer the department in a new direction.
You know, I believe that there are some things around the board's new strategic plan. I worked with them to develop that. There's three primary goals: modernizing education, honoring local control, and recruiting and retaining high quality teachers. We've begun to put some meat on that. I assume that they've got somebody else in mind that they would like to help lead in that direction.
This month marks 5 years Hanley has been Education Commissioner. He's a holdover from former Governor Sean Parnell's administration. And in recent months, Hanley and the department have been criticized for what many see as the failure of the state's new Alaska Measures of Progress assessment. Hanley says he'd be surprised if that didn't play some part in the governor and the board's decision.
You know, I look back at it when we put AMP in place and we went through the procurement process, and things happened with the vendor that basically made it really difficult for them to follow through, and it caused a lot of frustration. And, you know, I don't know that we could have foreseen any of that, but, you know, it happened on my watch, so, you know, I own that. And so the frustration we all have is some of it's with AAI, some people have it with me. So that surely could be a part of the conversation.
Board of Education Chair James Field says Hanley's resignation has no direct tie to the AMP controversy. Hanley will stay on board until March 1st, when Dr. Susan McCauley will take over as interim commissioner. McCauley currently leads the department's Teaching and Learning Support Division. She previously taught in Hooper Bay and was principal and administrator in the Mat-Sue School District.